Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome in, DFW. Glad to have you on board on a Monday evening. The band is back together. The Texas Rangers are off for the next 4 days. It is All-Star Break 2025 over in Hotlanta. So, of course, we've got plenty to get to. We've got the Home Run Derby that's going on tonight, so we'll keep you abreast of all that going on tonight. And, of course, we are on today, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. So it's almost like a full week of Fan After Dark. And, boy, it's been some time. But what better way to welcome back the better-looking part of the program, the one, the only, the phenom himself, back like he never left, the one, the only, Mr. Blake Elliott.
Hola. Back on the mic. Just feels like a time lapse.
It's been a while.
Boom.
It's been a while. 16 days just like since that. The last time. Last time you and I did radio was June 28th out at Globe Life Field. We did a quick 2.5-hour show. In fact, the three of us were on the infamous Josh Howard interview, and here we are. Here we are, 16 days later. We all made it. We're all better for it. And now it's time to talk a little sports.
Dude, I have missed the listeners more than you guys. Missed you guys, but I missed them.
You haven't missed anybody, dude.
You
didn't miss anybody until you got back into Dallas today and were like, all right, back to reality, back to the grind.
No, I did miss because none of the American sports people care about over there. So there was no one at the local bar to chat about.
After looking at what you were doing over there, why would you?
I will be honest, guys. I'll be transparent. Was not watching Josh Young strike out in AAA over there in Greece.
Well, don't worry. No, none of us were either. So I mean, people here weren't doing it either, so you don't have to feel bad about that. I mean, we have been locked into our Rangers, but we'll talk more about that here in a little while. But
we're back.
It's good to see you. You're tan. You don't look like you've lost any weight. You don't look like you've gained any weight. You just look, you know. Did you get your haircut today or what?
Right on the tarmac. Barber was waiting for me. I thought about getting my hair done and rebraided in Greece or Cali, but I was like, I'm not going to chance it. My people back home got me.
Yeah.
I'm just going to kind of thug it out. Well,
they all thought you were from Africa anyway.
They all thought I was from Africa. And
we found out.
My hair was a hit, even undone. Even nappy, where me in America would never walk around like that. It looks bad, untamed.
But
over there,
the
they were
Greeks
like,
loved it.
Oh my God, it's foreign hair. So I was like, okay, me not having my hair done is not really hurting me that much.
It's a flex.
Yeah,
it's a flex over there. Who knew?
Yeah, so this is called naps. Nappy.
Little did they know. Little did they know. So Blake Elliott's back in the fold. We got our boy Khaki Kevin on the glass, or excuse me, behind the glass on the ones to look. Man, what a day! But our boy Khaki Kevin, aka Kevin Walker, is behind the glass on the 1s, 2s, and 3s. Khak, how we doing?
We're doing fantastic. I'm excited, and I'm glad that Blake is back and excited to get a Fan After Dark going. Honestly, the thing that I'm most excited about today is to hear the Greek stories from the one and only Blake Elliott.
That's exactly right. No, we're excited about it, too. We're going to lay out the show here pretty soon. And it was fun, you know, listening to you two nerds talk about that new Travis Scott album that's out. I have not listened to it because, well, I'm just...
You didn't have any intentions.
No, that's what I'm saying. I probably won't. I mean, I might. I mean, if it comes across my, you know, my musical timeline, then so be it. But I don't know. And of course, you two being the youngsters that you are, checked out the new Travis Scott. Me being the old head that I am, the new Clips album came out. They haven't done an album in 16 years. I will say this, and we'll start talking some sports. For as many, Twitter will hype up anything.
Correct.
There is no middle ground anymore with Twitter. Everything's either the coolest thing ever or the worst thing ever.
You should have seen him with Cooper Flagg. He was a bus, and now he's Wimby, Luca, and MJ mixed together.
Well, but if those of us that knew better, okay, and I'm not going to sit here and say I told you so, but I told you so.
Well, Twitter is just overreact.
That's it.
It's just that's one way it. Or the other.
It's surface level highlights, clips.
And think about it. We have 24 hours, and then you have a new thought process. Okay, that's absolutely over. That never happened. What have you done for me lately? Whether it's a celebrity, athlete, music, whatever it is.
Yeah. Makes no difference. Makes no difference. 877-881-1053. 877-881-1053. That is the Frankel and Frankel injury attorney text line. Chime in. Let us know how you guys are feeling today. We are now at officially the halfway point. And I say halfway point. We're obviously, what is it? We're 48 and 49 are your Texas Rangers. 97 games into the season. We've got 64 games left as we go on. You know, we say baseball is a marathon, not a sprint. But we had what should have been a sweep. All right, and CA and I talked about it. And by the way, let's put some respect real quick. I got to give, let me find my, you guys know I got my notes all over the place. So you know how we do in the last segment of most shows, especially on a weekend, we'll give a prediction of, you know, what we who's going to hit a home run and what the score is going to be.
Correct.
Chris Arnold, the three-time Hall of Famer, Trevor the Creator was behind the glass yesterday. Obviously, CA was in his spot. I was in mine. We did our predictions. I said 4-3, I think, Rangers winning. Now, all three of us predicted the Rangers to win. I thought Evan Carter would hit a home run. CA picked Adolis Garcia to hit a home run. He did that.
Okay.
And then he went on to pick the final score, 5-1. So, BetMGM might want to be just BetCAGM because that's how good he was yesterday in predicting. Oh, look at our boy Cooper. With the 32 iced out medallion.
Look who's next to him.
We got Nico here, president of basketball operations on the Summer League. Now, of course, they shut Cooper down. Not a huge surprise, I'm guessing, for you. I mean, we kind of expected he would play a couple games, and that'd be it.
He played 63 of the 80 total minutes you could play in the first
game.
He played a lot. So it was like, hey, and rather than spacing you out, playing you 10, 12 minutes each game, we're just going to give you two hard games. Or you're the point guard. You're playing the whole game. Let's see what you got. And now you're good. And I prefer this rather than stretching it out a bunch over a couple games. Did you like seeing him as a point guard?
Oh, absolutely.
I did too.
No, I liked it a lot. And I'm going to tell you why. Because for one, look, Jason Kidd said going into this, after they and look, he said it on KNC, he said it on other stations, he said it on All City Dallas, that, you know, he wanted to see Cooper Flagg bring the ball up the court, right? He wanted to make him uncomfortable. Again, the million-dollar question, and we all know this, is, all right, when's Kyrie Irving going to be back? Okay, now there was a just dilapidated. Here's my question for you.
Did you watch his stream?
Well, okay, and I'm glad you... Okay, and that's where I was going with this. And, okay, so Khaki Kev and I were on the air last Saturday when this thing hit, when our boy Kevin Gray, who joined us... it hit Sunday. So we had Kevin Gray on last Saturday. That next day, he posts that tweet about Kyrie saying that, you know, hey, you know, let's... What did he say? Don't hold your breath.
Yeah.
And then he stops, and he's like, look, let's wait. I want to be 150,000% before I come back.
Which I would agree with, just side
comment. Oh, no, look.
I don't need him coming back a week earlier to prove something.
No, and that's why you go out and get a D'Angelo Russell, all right, because you can hold it down. But here's my question for you, being the, you know, esports computer nerd that you are. Now, allegedly that video was posted in May.
Oh, that part I'm not sure of.
Okay.
I can do some research, but I was
because,
just...
Well, look, Khaki looked for it. Everybody tried to find, Dylon... he looked it up because he looked up his most recent streams and you couldn't find it.
He's been streaming a bunch. He did a recent one in Vegas Summer League where he was getting the call from Luka. You saw that?
No, I didn't see that, but we knew he was streaming.
I know you said no audio, but I'm going to task Khaki with finding that. Kyrie is doing his stream, walking through the strip. I forget which hotel they're doing the summer league at.
I think I might have seen that.
And Luka calls him
during
it, and it's very, very, I don't want to say emotional, but it's touching. Wholesome. So even, I think there's like
did you say somebody misses their mono or something like that?
They both kind of say their I miss you, but they're also being very brotherly, like, what are you doing? Like, are you on stream? Like, very casual. Like, you can tell this isn't the first time they've talked in a while. Like, it sounds like they were on the phone earlier that day type thing.
Well, and I guess where I was going with this is I was kind of surprised if that was a clip from May. Just because, look, the guy's got 300,000 followers on Twitch. Mm-hmm. And so you would think somebody, I got to believe that not all 300,000 people that, I would imagine that the 300,000, half of them, or at the very least, some of them are basketball fans.
Yeah.
And if he says that in May, why are we just now hearing about it in the first week of July?
Well, one, that's just how clip culture works. Something will get clipped and then reposted months later, and half the people in the comments will say, it's old. I've seen this before. Another half, it's the first time they've seen it.
And, that's exactly what it was.
Because none of us are on our phone 24/7. We're going to miss stuff. And so next thing you know, you're seeing a clip that's 3 months old, but it's new to you.
Yeah.
New to me. So I'd have to look at this particular clip that you're referring
to. I'll send it to you during the break. Then you see a video of him last week where he's shooting baskets and dribbling the ball.
All I know is Kyrie, whenever he comes back, is going to be a dog. Am I sad that Luka's gone? Yes, but Cooper Flagg is. I mean, watching Cooper Flagg, I got to see all the game. Blake was in California when this happened, so Blake was not.
You were back watching. In the States.
I was watching in my hotel room like the entire game. Cooper Flagg's a dog, and
I gotta
say a huge pause before I say this next thing. But he's long. He takes up a lot of space on the court. That was my main takeaway.
Yeah,
like seeing him on the court, like. Just felt very comfortable. He didn't seem like even in the
he
even
did not
his,
seem overwhelmed.
Even in
at
his
all.
First game where he didn't shoot well, it didn't come across as overwhelmed. Stage is too big. It was just like haven't shot the ball in a long time.
Haven't played against this kind of competition for a while. They're blitzing me a little bit. Yeah. I'm kind of preoccupied with bringing the ball up the court. The dude still got up 21 shots.
And I told you 63 minutes out of 80 total minutes that could have been played, 3 turnovers in those 60 minutes.
Yeah.
When he
and they were
play,
coming at him, too.
Carter Bryant, if you guys missed it for the Spurs, is a dog on defense.
All over him.
Like, he was all over him. Yeah, it was very, Drew Holiday-esque as far as the perimeter defense. And the fact that you're 6'9", 6'10", first overall pick that's 18 years old, only turned the ball over 3 times. Like, if he'd had 10 turnovers, we still would be hyped, but be like, that's just part of what comes with it. He's playing point guard for the first time. He had 3 turnovers.
Now
like,
that's it.
If I'm going to nitpick, it is very tough because he is a very versatile player. If I had to nitpick something, though, if we just had to be critical, I would probably say the handle's a little loose. Not bad.
He needs to work on his handles for sure. But that's why Jason Kidd had him bring up the ball.
Agreed.
Because Jason Kidd, which one? Which audio?
I got the streamer audio from Kyrie.
All right, let's play the streamer audio real quick. This is what? Whoa. Blake said he was done with hip-hop, but he's going to start listening to more EDM music, so I guess we're setting the stage already. Blake Greek over here, or Greek Blake. All right, what are we setting the stage here for?
I don't know. Which clip is this?
This is the clip between Kyrie Irving when Luka calls him up. So
I know in this clip, Luka's very faint, so I'm going to have Khaki turn it up, and we're going to shut up so you can hear Luka in the background. Luka definitely cusses. Have you already...
I listened to it. I didn't hear anything.
Okay. Here we go.
Right, we're going to be quiet and let Kak turn it up. This is Luka.
I've got my hand on the dump button just in case.
Hey, I'm ready.
We know you are.
This is Kyrie on stream, and
I got
Luka
your back.
Calls him for those of you who missed it this weekend.
Okay. What do you want?
Streamer.
What do you want?
Streamer.
Yo, do you want me to show you on stream or no?
No.
I love you, man. Call me tomorrow. Yo, don't stay up watching. Don't stay up watching my stream too late, bro.
No, it's 4 a.m. here.
Oh, still doing up?
Nothing.
Now, look, you can tell those two certainly. Again, that's not just former teammates talking. Like those two dudes. I mean, there's a genuine care for one another.
They go on to, because I've seen the full clip. Luka goes, I'm going to donate, like give him like, I forget what the Twitch thing is, like balloons or whatever it's called, roses, galaxy, something like that. He's like, I'm going to give you 400, like $400 worth of, and he's like, double it. He's like, all right, I'll do 600. And he ends up donating. So like I said, if you haven't seen that clip, reminds people that basketball is a business.
It is.
But these guys are still friends. 100%. At least it seems like that from the outside. I don't know that I'm not in their personal circle, but from that video, that's what I gleaned, is that they are still friendly and brotherly.
Which, look, you love to hear, you love to see, but then you also love to see 32 in a Dallas Mavericks uniform. Out. So we're going to talk a little bit more about this as the show goes on. We'll take a little bit deeper dive at this Dallas Maverick team and kind of, you know.
I'm ready for all the sports, Fred.
Here's the thing. Summer League.
We'll
save it for the third segment, all right? So here's what we got going on in today's program.
Can I
ladies,
you?
Of course you can.
I'm too excited. I want to talk about sports forever. I've got so many sports takes to get off.
We've got it till about 11. And then after that, if you want to keep talking into the ethos, that's entirely up to you. I'm going to head home because I've got a roof to get on in the morning. But that being said, let's break down what we got for you guys here on this Monday night. What's that?
Said you got a roof to get on. Is that an analogy or is that an actual roof?
No, that's in the morning that I have a roof to get on.
What about at night? You got a roof to get on?
I'll tell you what I'm going to do. When I get home tonight, I'm going to eat some meatloaf and I'm going to go to bed.
Nice.
That's exactly what I'm going to do.
Then get on the roof. Got to get some fuel for you up there.
There will be no roof climbing tonight. All right, so what do we got going on tonight? We've got Tim Cato was on the station earlier today. We're going to play some of the clips. This LeBron conversation continues to pick up. Yay, nay, or where are we at on the possibility of LeBron James becoming a down? What's the deal with LeBron James?
I laugh, and LeBron's going to every team but the Lakers.
Every team. No, he wants out. I think there's no question about it. He wants out, and I think the Lakers are ready to send him out. How about Dak still getting love in the top 100? We'll discuss that, the top 10 list as far as quarterbacks are concerned. Where's he at on that, and do we think he's been slighted? We'll wait and see about that. Of course, we got Fair Foul, Blake's Greek Adventures. That's going to go down at 9 o'clock, 2100 for those of you operating on the 24-hour clock. A little bar exam, so we're going to put Blake to work right away as well, and then we'll do a top five in the final hour. You know what we do, and maybe we might sprinkle in a little Khakis Kicks as well. You know what the deal is there. Also, did you hear about Yacht Thompson?
Oh, boy.
Did you hear
about... He shot his greatest shot ever.
Oh, he's shooting his shot all right. You know, my question was going to be, should we talk to Tory Lanez and how he feels about
Honestly,
that?
Honestly, usually I would say this is a bad...
See, that's what happens.
That's a bad sound to be playing right there.
That's what happens.
I would be on the boat, no pun intended, of not dating a celebrity. But for Clay, I feel like it's going to be good. I don't know why. I feel like he's going to be better than he was last year with the little Meg influence. He has to be, right? You got to ball out if you're dating
her. It's funny because we had somebody text it. We had a fatty Tolo text in yesterday. He said, look, you guys call it dating in the hood. We call it smashing it till you're done with it.
Wow.
So, look.
I think they're going to be a power couple. And I think
could they be the Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift of the NBA?
And I think he's going to have a bounce back because of it. I wasn't on the Clay bandwagon. After this, you got to be in your bag. Cut the hair. Like, it tells me the shenanigans, the childness in the past.
Well, I mean, I didn't think he was that childish this past season.
Year two, haircut, got himself a baddie.
Yeah.
He's got to be hitting shots.
Look, he's got, I mean.
Now, it'll be off the bench. Don't get it twisted. It will be off the bench if Blake was running the team.
And here's the thing. Whether he starts, and I'll tell you what, let's save this for the. We're going to save this for 7:40 because CA and I got into this conversation yesterday, too, about where this basketball team is. But I'm going to say this, and then you and I got to talk because Grant Afseth, friend of the program, we're going to get him back on this week. We just got to figure out when. So I'm going to talk to you about that during the break. But. It's time to get excited about the Mavericks again. Okay? It's time to get excited about the Mavericks. I tried telling you guys, and look, if you still want to be mad about the Luka thing, I can understand that. But if you're not excited after watching Cooper Flag last week, I don't know what to tell you. But coming up next, we are at the All-Star break. Your Texas Rangers are one game below 500, and I've got one thing that needs to be done if this team's going to contend in the second half. I'll tell you what it is.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Next, don't go anywhere. What a read, Khaki Kevin. Glad to have you guys back on board. It is a Fan After Dark. The band is back together. We've got a couple folks texting in from the 469. Blake could get on Twitch and talk about sports.
Might have to do that, man.
Might have to do that. You might have to do that.
I got an empty crib now, so I can do that.
You got all kinds of room, and you got a mirror you can look at yourself in while you're doing it, too. From the 469, Fatties! Welcome back, Blake. Hope you had some real Greek salads. Fred's been trying to hold Fan After Dark Fort with CA schooling him. LOL, JK, Freddie, Scott, and Sanger.
Okay, here's a quiz for you. Do you know what a Greek salad is? It's completely different than...
Yeah, I think you told me that there's no lettuce in it.
No lettuce.
Yeah.
They were, my mom was astonished when she ordered a Greek salad and there was no green on the table.
So what is it?
It's just everything. It's everything you would think, but just no lettuce. It's the cheese.
So,
okay,
so you're too fast to care. So what's the major component that's
just
holding it all together?
Cheese and tomatoes just on a plate. It's more like a Caprese salad. You know, like it's kind of like spread out. Like
I'm gonna say, you're more of a. I mean, you're a restaurateur. What the hell does that mean?
Capri salad is just kind of like broken down.
I know Capri Suns, but I don't know anything about a Capri salad.
C A P R E S E Caprese, but it's just like
Okay,
like it'd be like feta or mozzarella, and it's usually like a bigger block of it, not like shredded or anything. And then tomatoes, huge over there.
What kind of dressing?
Usually get to pick your dressing. I don't remember what my mom got it. So
you didn't get a Greek salad while you were there?
I'm not a huge salad. I had a salad while I was there, but I'm not a Greek salad. Okay. Mine had lettuce in it. Strawberries, pecans.
I can't go wrong with that. Yeah. Sounds quite tasty. If your mouth is watering at just the thought of a lettuce-less Greek salad, wait till Blake's Greek Adventures go down at 9 o'clock.
You know what we might have to do?
What might we have to do?
As a segment or just a random tangent like we usually do, reading my Hinge outlook. So what I was saying to people overseas.
Oh, look,
my one-liners, if you will.
Okay, so we definitely need to do that as well, because I'm convinced we need to do that for just the ones you do here in the United States as well. I've been trying to tell you that since before you left for Greece. We also need to do... Now, this is something that we're going to do in the last hour.
Okay.
Okay. We need to do a role play with Khaki Kevin.
Who are we role playing? Who's role playing who? Which role am I?
Do you know the news?
No, what happened?
I have not learned him on the news yet.
Okay. So Khaki and his girlfriend are about to talk to the parentals about moving in together.
Oh, I can do that.
Okay.
Do I get to be the dad?
Do you want me the dad or the mom?
Let me determine this.
Can I be the brother that's jumping in?
Because I was going to say, let me be the girl dad, since I am a girl dad. Okay. But if you want to be Cac's dad or the uncle or, you know.
I'll just figure out which role I need to play.
Just whatever role you want to play.
Hello, you're talking to my daughter. Can I cuss in a different language? I was thinking about that the whole way home. Is if I say it in a different language, is it still an FCC violation?
No, you know what? One of the first things I was going to tell you is if you learned any Greek cursing, please do not use it because
why would it be?
If you say anything in Greek, I'm just going to drop it.
Why would we get in trouble? Because the FCC is American.
I mean,
so how would they know?
I only know about the American rules as far as the American words you can't say. Yeah. But I'm going to go out on a limb and say you can't say curse words in another language. But again, it all comes down. And again, I'm not trying to.
I wouldn't say it in Spanish.
I get that. Yeah. But I'm saying, you know, the fact that you've already kind of teed off the fact that you could, you know, say a Greek curse word.
Now they're
had you just slid one in?
Yeah. Maybe I already have.
Maybe
you don't know.
Maybe you already.
Yasu. That just means hello.
So that's really up to you.
Look, okay, man, okay? Hey, I don't have a Greek dictionary in front of
the
me.
The same
so
way
I don't.
That Luca cusses in Slovenian and doesn't get in trouble. I mean, I think he does maybe now, but it's more his body language.
It
but
takes
he,
a while for him to get in trouble.
He cussed all the time in Slovenian.
I was going to say, his body language and the constant chirp at the refs.
Kind of gives it away that it's not nice.
Really, I mean, I don't think you really need to know what language he's talking.
Non-verbals, whatever
they're saying. The non-verbals are huge. Speaking of non-verbals, your Texas Rangers, old Boach, doing his thing. This team, 48 and 49. You took 2 out of 3 from the Astros. You split the series with the Anaheim Angels. You took 1 out of 3. You should have won 2 out of 3 against the San Diego Padres. So you went 5-5 on this road trip.
Is that all I missed? All 5-5?
You missed more than that, because remember, you were gone for 16 days. Remember, we were at Globe Life Field.
Correct.
So that
did we win that game? I went to the airport literally directly.
I think they did win that game, if I'm not mistaken, because that was a Saturday. Man, I don't know. All I know is this. They're 48-49, okay? This is what I do. I mean, I don't know what the hell happened 3 weeks ago. Here's what I do know. Look, they probably won that game and then lost the next game, because that seems to be what they do each and every day. I mean, this road trip is a microcosm of their entire season, right? Win 5, lose 5, and if you'd have had a closer... Because see, here's what's happening.
Actual closer, or
an
like
actual
theoretical?
Bona fide. No. Forget the. Oh, I almost said something.
I didn't know if you're
say.
Saying metaphorically, like a
no,
team.
No. You need a look. What we say going into the season, right?
We didn't have a closer.
You didn't have a closer. Okay,
and you had like honestly 3 last year. You had so many guys.
Well, you had Kirby Yates.
Well, also, what's our boy Roberson? Roberson. That was your setup man.
Man, don't give me the line.
Am I
talking about stars?
No, I am talking about the 8th.
Spores?
Spores was there too, and you had Roberson.
Okay. I mean,
either way, you had 3 guys.
I wasn't as locked into Rangers baseball last year.
Yeah, I don't know who you're talking about.
That came from the Yankees. Roberson. Tall.
Okay. I mean, look, I will
either way, I'm saying.
Here's what I'm telling you right now. You got.
What'd you say?
Martin?
Did you say Biden?
What?
Rangers? Pitchers?
Biden was busy last year. Definitely not in the bullpen. Here's what I'm telling you now, though. If you had a Kirby Yates, you go 7-3 in this last series. And here's what else I'm going to tell you. I'm less concerned.
David Robertson.
There you go.
No one remembers him. Everyone just forgot about him. He was phenomenal.
I'm sure you're dying-in-the-wool Ranger fans do.
No, he was like a mainstay. He wasn't a guy that came out every once in a while. He was like phenomenal.
Okay, he was last year's Chris Martin. Yeah. Older reliever.
Look, you guys can keep telling me all you want. I don't care.
Okay? Or we acting like he's some random. I don't like y'all's energy. You're like, oh, whatever. I guess if you're a diehard,
you remembered him. Robertson? What?
I just can't remember. Y'all make it sound like he's Jaden Hardy, Omax. No, this guy was good. My point is,
I'm telling you, I wasn't locked into the Rangers last year.
You had 3 guys that could close ball games for you.
But you had Kirby Yates.
And you let 2 of them walk. And then what do we do with the other one? And one of them's hurt. Spores being hurt.
Yeah.
So now you didn't replace.
Well, Kirby Yates, you weren't going to pay $13 million to.
No, I agree. But you should have. You didn't do a good job replacing them. The same way if the Mavericks did not sign D'Angelo Russell. Now, it would be that same situation where you let people go, a Dinwiddie and Exum, and the other guy's hurt. You have to replace them. The Mavs did that.
Chris Young thought, and I'm not mad at Chris Young for thinking that he could piecemeal this thing together, or he could pick somebody out of this lot.
Do you think Luke Jackson is good? Yes or no?
I think Luke Jackson's good as a reliever. I think he's good in a 6th or 7th inning role. I don't think he's good as a closer. I don't think Robert Garcia is good for more than an inning. I don't think Holby Milner should be brought in when the bases are loaded or you're in a crunch time situation.
Holby Milner, every time I see him coming, it feels like there's just
I feel bad for this poor guy. And oh, by the way, did you know this guy was 34 years old, even though he looks like he's 12?
Wow.
I was today years old when I found out that Holby Milner was 34 years old. Did you know that the Rangers have the oldest pitching staff in the major leagues?
His name's Holby.
Well, I mean, look, my name's Fred, okay? So
David Robertson, 100 strikeouts last year, by the way.
Yeah. Well, what's he doing now?
I don't know. That's
exactly.
Question.
What's David doing? Dave, if you're listening, 877-81-1053. He might be listening, too. It is the All-Star break.
I guess, by the way, did he retire? This is last test is with the Rangers.
Okay, well, maybe he's got Tommy John. All right. By the way, while we're throughout the course of the night, we're going to need Khaki Kevin Walker to provide us with updates of the Home Run Derby. Home Run Derby's going on right now. There are no Texas Rangers in it. I'll be honest with you. Outside of Cal Raleigh, I don't care about the Home Run Derby.
Agreed.
All right. I got two. I got one update. James Wood.
James Woods, the actor?
Great
in Casino, by the way.
James Wood from the Nationals.
Okay.
One of the younger guys.
Yeah, young.
16 home runs he got things started. Brent Rooker's going right now. He's just about wrapped up.
Is he in relation
up.
To Michael Rooker?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay. 877-81-1053.
Is it bad that every time I hear Brent Rooker's name, all I can think about is that female announcer for the Athletics screaming his name when he had a home run. That's the first thing that comes to my mind every time I think of Brent Rooker. Brent Rooker with another one. It looks like he just won the game. And everyone's just making fun of the call. It's like, yeah. I think they won. They hit a home run. Wow, the game's over.
We call that a walk-off in the business, but that's okay. All right, so we'll keep you posted on whether or not he's related to Michael Rooker. I'll give you guys a dollar if you can tell me one movie Michael Rooker was in.
Okay, here we go. Casino.
No.
Baywatch.
No.
The original Matrix.
No.
Diplomatic Immunity.
Wait. The original Matrix. No.
Ocean 11.
No.
Hawaii 50.
Negative. The Mississippi Burning was one of the answers we were looking for. Wow. So.
Is there any other movies that maybe I would have heard of?
Days of Thunder.
Maybe.
But you weren't here when we were talking about Days of Thunder. Anyway, here's my point.
I'm not going to watch it yet.
Okay. Dang. Yeah, he's mad at me because I still haven't watched My All American.
I'm boycotting.
Every time he says it, I never get more intrigued. My All American is I think of My Little Pony. Every time.
Look,
it's ingrained in my brain. You can tell me it's the best show. It's the best cast ever.
Movie.
But when it's My Little American or My American.
My All American.
It's got two names of shows I don't like. But
here's the deal.
My
Little
Pony.
You're a little bit more of an emotional guy than Fred is. I think you would appreciate the movie.
I am. I like it.
You probably would.
How long is Kenny Lofton going to be in the G League for? Every year I see Kenny Lofton.
By the way, Kenny Lofton, the former baseball player, had to dispel rumors that that was his kid and said, look, I'm 6 foot 190. This guy's 6'8", 250. So that's not my kid.
I mean, Kenny Lofton has been dominating G League for almost as long as I've been at the fan.
Dude, he was the Chinese MVP last year.
Hey, we are familiar with Kenny Lofton's work. He did pretty good against UNT. So,
He's Pride of Port Arthur, Texas. So shout out to baby boy. There's some hating going on in PA. All right. Ray, we had Jared Sandler on the other day, and Jared Sandler said that, you know, because they don't want to cross that luxury tax threshold, which would be the third year in a row that they would do it, that they're not crazy about spending money to go over that threshold, okay? Now, I talked to my boy Bitter Mike Babbo, who we had on the show Saturday and absolutely did a phenomenal job. You can check him on the Picked Off podcast. He and I were talking about this last night, and he threw out a scenario, and it's hard to disagree because he was listening to the show and said, look, if you're not willing to spend money to win a World Series when your team is within striking distance of doing it, then why are you an owner? Mm. And, you know, it got me to thinking because, that's one thing where for as much as we lambast Jerry Jones, for much as we and the Dumonts, and Mark Cuban. Why does Ray Davis get a pass? Now, I understand he's spent money the last couple
Jerry
years.
Jerry Jones does not get a pass. What do you mean?
No, I'm saying why does Ray Davis get a pass? I meant Ray Davis. Why does Ray Davis get a pass?
You said Jerry and Dumont's first is saying...
Look, we clown them wholeheartedly.
We should clown them.
Here's the thing. You've got and we're going to throw this out, and like I said, we're going to do some more NBA
talk. It's the most recent win.
Okay, but what? You Texas Ranger fans don't want to win?
No, I agree, but you just said why did they get a pass, and that'd be the reason, because they won the most. They won in the last 5 years.
So, okay, so we're not hungry for more?
I'll tell you this, like, speaking to Rangers fans, my mom being one, friends, family, obviously you want to win, but the moment they won that World Series, like, you're good for the next 5-10 years in Rangers fan of mine. You got us
and
a World
I
Series.
Don't just look and
like,
I'm
they're
not
happy with that. Not saying they don't want more, but right. They are like satisfied. It's like, hey, you got us a win when we did not think we were going to win for a while. You're good. You're never buying a beer. You are set. Like, obviously now,
see,
I
don't disagree with that necessarily on the surface. But look, you and I have been doing this all year long, all right? And especially these last 2 weeks, as we got to the All-Star break. And, you know, see, you've missed this offensive explosion. Like, mm-hmm. this team has actually looked good.
I saw a couple games where they was up 10-1,
right?
9-1 or something like
and,
that.
And here's what is kind of a kick in the teeth for Ranger fans, especially on Saturday. And this is something that where this is kind of like, you know, the pendulum swung a little bit, where you had a team that couldn't hit its way out of a wet paper sack. Framber Valdez was dealing on Saturday night, all right? And you had arguably the two best relievers, well, definitely the best reliever in Josh Hader. What happens? You had Semien hits a moonshot on in the eighth inning. Boom, brings it to within 3-2. And then Kyle Higashioka off nice Josh Hader. Bam. And by the way, Kyle Higashioka had probably the series, the road trip of his life last week, all right? Hits three home runs on this road trip, gets the game tied up, sends it to extra innings. They take the 4-3 lead and then absolutely implode in the 11th inning. My point in all that is, if you have got the opportunity to make a move and you have to spend a little bit of extra money and go over that luxury tax threshold and all, and if it means, guess what? We're going to be in contention because you could win the AL. I'm sorry. If this team hits the way it is, has been hitting in the last month, and if they pitch the way they've pitched, now look, they're going to have some ups and downs, but if you keep, look, Evo was a dog yesterday.
So what do you want them to do then?
I want you to go get a closer.
Okay.
A bona fide closer. All right.
What are you willing to give up? To get a good closer. Can't give up scraps. No one wants your worst bench piece for their best closer.
Look,
or
if I've
got a prospect
that's
16.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, look, who cares? Give up some farm guys. I don't care. I'm not giving up Sebastian Wolcott, but anybody else? Bye. Later. Yeah. Look, you can have the second, third prospect and Jock Peterson and a bag of baseballs and go get me a reliever.
My question before we got here, you don't think Ray Davis and the ownership is thinking that? Like, we need a closer and we'd give up some prospects?
Oh, I don't know. I know they're thinking that. I mean, mm-hmm. they've said as much. But here's the problem. They're up against the luxury tax threshold. Mm-hmm. So they don't want to spend because if they spend and go into it for the third straight year, then there's ramifications from a draft standpoint. You know what? I don't care. If you're
a friend. Davis run your team.
No, because
I don't care.
Look, let me tell you something right now. Ask a Ranger fan right now, 877-881-1053. If I told you got to give up your second and fifth round picks in the 2028 draft, or I'm going to go get you a bona fide closer and you got a chance for a World Series, what you going to do?
But that's hindsight. I agree.
Not hindsight. That's looking ahead.
I'm very much with you.
I don't give a damn about draft picks.
I think they should, but until it implodes in your face, you
what's imploding?
I'm saying if this closer doesn't work out or if you don't make a deep playoff run and now you gave up your future on a year.
You give up two draft picks, okay? That's going to happen. Look, even if you don't give it up, mm-hmm. I mean, baseball is one of the trickiest sports in the world when it comes to, there's a reason why there's 25 rounds.
Yeah.
All right? Can you name me, by the way, you're kind of a baseball nerd. Name me the kid they just drafted.
12th pick, shortstop, forgot his name.
Yeah. Gavin Fien.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Fiend.
You know what? Fun fact.
We got to go. I'm up against it. Hold that thought. Fun fact coming up. We'll put a pin on the Rangers talk coming up next. Don't go anywhere.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season.
from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, great stuff as always from the khakis of the cat, Kevin Walker. All right, so let me clarify a couple things, and then we'll wrap it up. Actually, I mean, we've only got a few minutes left in this segment anyway, so may have gone a little long in segment number two, but you know what? Every now and again, boys, you got to talk a little Texas Rangers baseball,
is
all
Jake
right?
Jake back there, Kevin? Did he
leave? Jake bounced, dude.
He out.
I just want to say, Blake made his All-star home run derby pick, and look who's in first.
That's all I got to say. He's still going.
Maybe the guy knows what he's talking about. I said this guy's going to win the whole thing.
Junior Caminero.
And Jake was like, did you see him in BP? Wouldn't pick him. I said, that's my guy.
Well, you know who Jake picked, right?
Who did he pick?
James Wood.
James Wood. Well, I'm talking
like
about
you know what? Wood's in last right now. Am I reading the numbers right? It looks like he's in last.
But to his credit, he did apparently hit a ball out of the stadium.
Like, wow. Does that count for 10
I don't
points?
I don't think you only get one home run.
You only get one home run.
You only get one home run. Okay, real quick. So, I learned a couple things. One, I didn't realize you couldn't trade picks in baseball, or I feel like I'd heard that a long time ago but didn't care. Two, what I was suggesting was not trading picks, and I think I was speaking so frantically and bombastically that it came out the wrong way. Pause. What I'm saying is look, if you lose a couple picks because you dip your toe into the luxury tax, who cares? All right, and then I've got a couple people say, well, look at Fred trying to spend all this money. You've already spent $210 million. Like, oh, so the first $210 million you're good with, but we better start scrimping with the last 10 to 15. Like, seriously? You've already spent over $200 million. Why are we pinching pennies now? Is all I'm saying.
Fred for president.
I'm just saying. That's my only point. If this was the Pirates... Mm-hmm. Then I would understand, or the Rockies, and be like, all right, look, we don't spend money. I get it. You need two positions to help put this team over the edge. You need a closer, and you'd probably need a DH. Mm. Okay? Because when you got our boy Alfredo Osuna, batting DH, Alberto Osuna.
Alvarado.
Alejandro Osuna.
A different name each time. God. Alfredo, Alberta, Alvarado, Artichoke, Osuna. Anaheim Osuna.
I think his name was Alfredo.
Alfredo is wild. We got fettuccine at the plate.
I legit thought his name was
just
Alfredo.
Give him a new pasta every day. We call him Penne.
So, my point is this. All right, my point is this.
Angel hair.
What difference does it make? Spend a little extra cheddar.
No Gruyere.
Pun intended. All right. Go get you a damn closer. I'm going to tell you right now. Tell me if I'm crazy for this.
Who do you want?
Why not reach out to the Dodgers? What do you want for Kirby Yates?
Get our boy back.
Get your boy back. He's only making $13 million. Half the season's over. You're only going to owe him $6.5 million.
We'll give you Jock Peterson. We'll give you...
I'll tell you what, I'll give you Luke Jackson.
I don't think they would.
Yeah, they're not taking Luke or Jock.
I don't think that's helping the deal. I think we're having...
Why wouldn't they take... Look, Luke Jackson is a good setup guy. I'm sure. I mean, that's
it.
Okay,
so we're taking their closer for our...
Kirby Yates is not their closer, boys. Yeah, exactly. Nice try. Kirby Yates isn't their closer.
What is he doing for them?
He's a setup guy.
Okay. Would you want him to be our closer?
Absolutely. Okay. Well, I'm not trading for him to put him in the sixth inning. I mean, that's what I just said. So, I'm trading for him to be the closer.
Okay, so you're giving him Luke and who else?
Dude,
I'm trading for 38-year-old Kirby Yates, so not just prime up? Barry Bonds.
You think we're, okay, I'm just asking who else. Is it just straight up Luke Jackson? You think they're
I'll give you Luke Jackson and, you know, a guy in double A.
You think they're trying to get off Kirby Yates?
I don't know, but let's reach out and find. You don't know until you call.
I feel like that's kind of a weak offer. We'll give you our guy that's struggling for the whole reason we're reaching
Luke
out
Jackson's
for your guy.
Luke Jackson's not struggling. He's struggling as a closer. That's not his role.
I'm saying struggling in the role that he's in with us. You think the Dodgers would say yes to that deal?
I don't know. I'm not a psychic, but I'm telling you that Luke Jackson.
If you were the Dodgers, would you say yes?
Okay. Yes, I would say yes if I was the Dodgers.
You like doing it for the Rangers? This works great for the Rangers. It's like, well,
you guys are missing my point. You're not asking for their closer. Kirby Yates is not their closer.
But do you think he's just a better pitcher than Luke Jackson? Or do you think Luke Jackson's a better pitcher? Rolls aside.
I think for what you need, Luke Jackson's already proven he's not a good closer. Okay? He's not.
So value down right there.
Well, but is he a good sixth or seventh inning setup guy?
Better than Kirby?
Absolutely.
Better than what they're getting with Kirby?
About the same.
You think? I don't know. I'm not watching Dodger setups, so I did
a little deep dive on Kirby Yates because here's the thing. You know what you know with Kirby Yates. All right? We've tried the closer role with Luke Jackson. It didn't work out. Okay.
Someone said Alfredo works just fine. Dude hasn't done anything to make a name for himself. He's Alfredo until further notice.
That's exactly right. When Alfredo does something worth the damn, then we'll go back to calling him Alejandro. Okay. Until then, he's just Alfredo Osuna. So let's keep that straight. But no, I'd kick the tires on A. What do you want for Kirby Yates?
Well, let's kick the tires with Khaki Kev. You said you had a fun fact about the new Rangers draft pick?
Yeah, I had a fun fact. Gavin Fien.
Yeah.
What a name.
That is a great name.
Yeah, you like that name? So Gavin Fien was originally committed to Texas and decided to take his commitment away and go to the Rangers instead. No, he went to the Rangers over the Longhorns. Like,
are you horny? It's my shirt. It's a Texas shirt. We're talking about the Longhorns. They have horns. I said, are you horny?
I'm horny.
Thank you, Fred.
Shout out to Woolchuck for asking you.
Actually, I think it was that Woolchuck or was that Chiafalo that asked me?
Chiafalo was also asking interesting questions.
By the way, Chiafalo, shout out to Chief. I said Chiafalo. Shout out to Woolchuck, the Wooly Bully.
Shout out to Chief. Sorry, Chief.
Shout out for you. Sorry. Wooly Bully getting his tolo on. Absolutely. One of the best fatties here at 105 Through the Fan is our boy, Wooly Bully.
Who do we think is the worst fatty? Once they leave, or I want to talk about the G-Bag boys. Like, headed home, not putting the fan on. Changing the station. It's not Woolchuck and Chief because they text us. I don't know. Broadus be texting us sometimes too.
No, Broadus listens.
Got to be Dawson, right?
Yeah, but Gavin listens on the sneak though. Gavin listens on the
when
sneak.
What do you least expect?
Here's
10:30.
The thing about Gavin. Gavin's probably listening to a political podcast, and then when it kind of gets slow, he might turn it back on to the fan.
It's like 10:45. We're wrapping up the show. He's like, guys, great segment.
Wow, you guys were fantastic. 9:45. Like, what? Who's listening to us right now? I want to see the Rangers make a move at the deadline. I'm not saying go spend $30 million on a closer. Here's the other thing, too. You're going to get a prorated salary. I'm saying right now, kick the tires, see if you can bring Kirby Yates back, and let's go. And I'll tell you who else you might flirt with if you're going to stay in-house. I'd flirt with Sean Armstrong. Okay? I am not opposed to Sean Armstrong being the closer. All right. Robert Garcia, God bless him. But after one inning, I'm done with you. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's it.
Can we go back to the prime days of having Neftali Feliz
closer? Man. But I am encouraged by this baseball team. I think if nothing else you took away from that 10-day stretch is the bats are starting to come alive. The only other thing I'll say is this.
Is Josh Young still in AAA?
Josh Young's in AAA. We'll see. And I'll tell you what. He may, Jonah Heim might be like two ships passing in the night because it may be time to send our boy Jonah Heim to AAA because he looks lost at the plate. I mean, he's a liability. Can Alfredo Osuna catch? All right. Because that's where we're at right now. Because Higgy is a menace at the plate.
Not good catching, just hitting.
Oh, you know, he's a good catcher.
Okay,
but catcher.
But that's what I'm saying. I think it may be time to reconsider. Like, you know, do you throw Higgy in?
Someone said the Dodgers will not be trading any of their relief arms. That's from a Dodgers fan.
Oh, hey, look, I'm not. And again, I'm not saying they would. I'm just throwing it out there. All right, coming up next, Coming up next, that's where we're at with the Rangers. We'll have more conversation about this as the week goes on. Your texts are welcome as well. Coming up next, though, let's talk a little Dallas Mavericks. We gave you a little snippet of what we feel about Mr. Cooper Flagg. What did Tim Cato have to say about that? And what about this LeBron James guy in Dallas? Lots to get to. Don't go anywhere.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.